because they just can't do it on their own. Isn't it weird, as we've made so much progress, that society has gotten worse? That's strange. See, the idea behind progressives, and this is why, and I am begging you, your right to religion and freedom to exercise religion and read all of the passages in the Bible as you want to read them and as your church wants to preach them are going to come under the ropes here in probably the next year. If it lasts that long, it'll be the next year. I beg you, look for the words social justice or economic justice on your church website. If you find it, run as fast as you can. Social justice and economic justice, they are code words. Now, the idea, hang on, Stu's saying, am I advising people to leave their church? Yes, if I'm going to Jeremiah Wright's church, yes, well, leave your church.
Yes, that's probably good advice at Jeremiah's
church. Social justice and economic justice, they are code words. If you have a priest that is pushing social justice, go find another parish. Go alert your bishop and tell them, excuse me, are you down with this whole social justice thing? I don't care what the church is. If it's my church, I'm alerting the church authorities, excuse me, what's this social justice thing? And if they say, yeah, we're all in that social justice thing, I'm in the wrong place.
Possible they need to be illuminated to the hidden meaning behind some of these terms. I think a lot of people adopt these green sort of policies without realizing
that. It's a very good chance that people don't know what it is. That's why you have to educate yourself. Social justice, and tonight I'm going to show you history you have never seen before. Pat saw some of the history that I'm showing tonight. You saw some of the clips. Have you ever seen anything like this American history that I'm going to show tonight?
No.
If I told you that I had film of this, you would say, no way. Would you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've never heard of it. If I told you that while communists were in the White House advising the president and making policy, communists in the White House, the communist movement had filled the Madison Square Garden to the rim with cheering communists. They weren't hiding. They were talking about how great their relationship is with the Democratic Party, etc., etc. If I told you that, you'd say, okay, what? But how about if I told you this? At the same time, the Nazis had a convention at Madison Square Garden, and right there on the swastika, they had the big red banners with the white circle and the swastika, and right next to it, a big red, white, and blue American flag banner. And you had...